Good morning. It's March 14th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a landmark move, the EU Parliament has passed the world's first comprehensive AI legislation, marking a significant step in the global approach to managing artificial intelligence. This comes after 3 years of intense negotiations, highlighting the complexity and importance of regulating such a transformative technology. The AI Act introduces a risk-based categorization for AI systems, assigning specific liability to those deemed high risk. This is a crucial development, as it sets a precedent for how AI technologies are assessed and managed based on their potential impact on society. Moreover, the legislation imposes stricter requirements on high-risk AI systems and outright bans certain applications. This includes measures to combat the influence of deepfakes on elections, addressing growing concerns about the integrity of democratic processes. Additionally, the Act mandates that AI developers disclose their training data and adhere to copyright laws for generative AI models. This ensures transparency and respect for intellectual property, which are essential in fostering an ethical AI ecosystem. The anticipation is that the AI Act will not only shape the future of AI in the EU, but also exert pressure on other countries, including the US, to develop their own regulatory frameworks. Despite some concerns over the potential impact on civil liberties, the passage of the AI Act is widely seen as a necessary step to mitigate the threats posed by rapidly advancing AI technologies. With its implementation expected before the end of the current EU legislative term, the EU positions itself at the forefront of global efforts to regulate AI, setting a benchmark for others to follow. In a move that's stirring up the AI landscape, Microsoft has just rolled out a game-changing update to its AI assistant Copilot, making the GPT-4 Turbo model accessible to all users, including those on the free tier. This significant enhancement not only democratizes access to advanced AI capabilities, but also hints at the rapid pace of innovation in the field. The GPT-4 Turbo model introduces a choice between creative or precise modes, offering users a more tailored AI experience. What sets this model apart is its training on data up to April 2023, which equips it with the ability to handle text-to-speech prompts and manage a context window of an impressive 128,000 tokens. This leap in functionality marks a significant advancement in AI-assisted interactions. While free-tier users can now enjoy the benefits of GPT-4 Turbo, those opting for the pro tier, at a cost of $20 per month, gain access to additional, exclusive AI-powered features within Microsoft's Office suite. This tiered approach underscores Microsoft's strategy to cater to a wide range of user needs and preferences. The introduction of GPT-4 Turbo to the free tier has sparked speculation about the potential release of an even more advanced model, possibly GPT-4.5 Turbo. Despite the buzz, neither Microsoft nor OpenAI has officially confirmed the development of such a model. This uncertainty adds an element of anticipation to the ongoing evolution of AI technologies. Microsoft's decision to upgrade Copilot for free-tier users reflects a broader trend in the tech industry, where companies are fiercely competing to integrate generative AI into their products. As the race in the AI chatbot space heats up, Microsoft's move positions it as a key player in pushing the boundaries of what AI can achieve, setting the stage for further innovations in the field. In a leap forward for artificial intelligence technology, Cerebra Systems has just unveiled the Wafer-Scale Engine 3, or WSE3, a powerhouse AI chip that not only doubles the performance of its predecessor, but also sets a new standard in the industry with its groundbreaking features. This development marks a significant milestone in the evolution of AI hardware, promising to accelerate advancements in various sectors, particularly in healthcare. The WSE3 chip is a marvel of engineering, boasting an astounding 4 trillion transistors and 900,000 AI cores, complemented by 44 gigabytes of on-chip SRAM. This represents a quantum leap in terms of computational capacity and efficiency. The CS3 supercomputer, powered by these WSE3 chips, supports up to 24 trillion parameters and can be clustered in configurations of up to 2,048 systems, offering unprecedented scaling capabilities. Cerebras has also updated its software framework to enhance the performance of these chips further. The latest improvements include support for PyTorch 2.0 and dynamic sparsity, which collectively can accelerate AI training processes by up to 8 times. This significant speed-up in training times is crucial for the development and deployment of advanced AI models. The company's strategic partnerships with leading institutions such as Argonne National Laboratory and Mayo Clinic, coupled with a substantial backlog of orders for the CS3, underscore the industry's confidence in these advancements. This widespread interest reflects the potential of the WSE3 and CS3 supercomputer to revolutionize AI chip technology, offering increased performance, scalability, power efficiency, and ease of use. At the helm of these innovations is CEO Andrew Feldman, who is committed to reducing the cost of inference for generative AI models and providing an end-to-end high-performance AI platform. Feldman's vision is to make these powerful tools accessible and cost-effective, paving the way for their application across a broad spectrum of industries, including but not limited to healthcare. The launch of the WSE3 and the CS3 supercomputer represents a significant step toward realizing this goal, promising to transform the landscape of artificial intelligence technology. Imagine an AI that doesn't just understand the games it plays, but can also adapt to new ones it's never seen before, using nothing but natural language. That's exactly what Google's DeepMind has achieved with its latest creation, Sima, the scalable, instructable, multi-world agent. This groundbreaking AI agent is designed to comprehend and carry out tasks across various 3D games, marking a significant leap in AI adaptability and practical application. DeepMind's introduction of Sima is a game-changer, quite literally. This AI's unique capability to navigate and perform in games it has never encountered before showcases an unprecedented level of adaptability. It's not just about gaming, it's about understanding the potential of AI to learn, adapt, and ultimately be more useful. The driving force behind Sima's development is the aspiration to make AI systems more than just tools for chat or gameplay. The goal is to create AI that can be seen as a believable partner for players, providing support and companionship rather than just being an unbeatable opponent. This approach could redefine how we interact with AI in gaming environments and beyond. The choice of video games as a testing ground for Sima and other AI systems is strategic. Games offer a diverse and complex set of environments and interactions, making them the perfect laboratory for developing and refining AI capabilities. This not only advances the field of artificial intelligence, but also opens up new possibilities for how AI can be integrated into our digital lives. In an era where artificial intelligence, AI, is reshaping the contours of our daily lives, a handful of specialized research laboratories stand at the vanguard of this technological revolution. These institutions are not only pioneering advancements in AI, but are also setting the standards for its ethical and responsible application across various facets of society. At the heart of this innovation wave is Google Brain, with its mission to democratize AI technology. It specializes in key areas such as deep learning, natural language processing, and computer vision, aiming to make AI accessible and beneficial for everyone. Similarly, Facebook AI Research, FAIR, is on a quest to enhance societal welfare through AI, having developed PyTorch, a deep learning framework that has become a cornerstone in the AI development community. Microsoft Research, AI takes an interdisciplinary and ethical approach, focusing on the responsible deployment of AI technologies. Meanwhile, OpenAI champions the cause of artificial general intelligence, AGI, ensuring it serves as a boon for humanity, highlighted by their development of the GPT-3 model, capable of generating human-like text. DeepMind, now under Google's umbrella, applies its AI expertise to healthcare, creating models that predict illnesses and improve patient care. Carnegie Mellon University's AI Lab, a beacon of multidisciplinary AI research, emphasizes ethics, justice, and privacy within the AI domain. These laboratories are more than just centers of technological innovation. They are shaping the future of AI, ensuring it advances in a way that is beneficial, ethical, and responsible. Their groundbreaking work has profound implications, not just for the technology industry, but for policy and society at large. As AI continues to evolve, these institutions will undoubtedly play a critical role in steering its development towards the greater good of humanity. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.